Have you always dreamed of opening a restaurant? That would be amazing, right? You've dreamed of the decor, you've dreamed of the delicious food you serve, and you believe your restaurant will have the best service. Maybe you feel stuck at the current place you work. Maybe you work at a restaurant or in the hospitality industry as a whole, and you feel stuck and you wish you had your own restaurant. And maybe you're researching online and you're like, you know, I don't have as much money really. Is there any way for me to open a restaurant with no money? Which is a question I got from Joseph. Joseph sent us a direct message on our website. You can do the same by going to our website at www.makingdoughshow.com. Scroll all the way down and you can submit your questions and I'll be happy to answer them in a future episode. Joseph submit a question about this. He has worked in the restaurant industry for a really long time. He doesn't have as much money and he wanted to know what it takes for him to open a restaurant, especially with not that much money. So today I get to answer Joseph's question. I'm going to go over the pros and the cons of using a build out to start off with, or should you purchase an existing restaurant. We're going to talk about an asset purchase and what it entails. Also, I'm going to cover a few, it seems hidden, but not so hidden, costs that is non-negotiable when you start a restaurant that you do need to consider because it costs thousands of dollars. This is Making Dough Show. You can find us on YouTube as well as on all podcast platforms. My husband and I, we own a couple restaurants in the San Antonio area, and we're passionate about helping fellow restaurant owners or future fellow restaurant owners own and run a profitable restaurant that does not own them. On this show, we talk about restaurant marketing, management, and much more. So if this is your first time, consider subscribing so you don't miss a show. All right, Joseph, you're saying that you don't have much money. So first off, let's talk about why you need money to start a restaurant. There are two scenarios. I'm gonna go over both options for you. So when you open a restaurant, there are two options. One, either you're taking over what's called a shell and you're going to build out a restaurant from scratch, which again, it involves a lot of things, which I'm gonna go over. So either you're gonna start something from scratch or you're gonna take over an existing restaurant. Building out a restaurant from scratch could cost somewhere between $50,000 to $500,000 to $700,000, depending on how fancy you get. It would involve the landlord, this is usually, right? It would involve the landlord giving you somewhere around 90 days to finish the build out, right? They give you a shell, which is not a restaurant, it's a room, right? And then you're going to turn that into a restaurant. You usually have 90 days to get the gas pipes, the, you know, all the electrical wiring and all that, you know, the sinks and the walk-in fridge needs to get installed. You need to move all of your equipment and install them in the restaurant, whether it's your ovens, it's your, you know, stove, your fryer, you know, your hood. All of those costs a lot of money and you have a very limited time to make that happen. That would require very concise and tight planning. You need to have all of your ducks in a row before that 90 day hits. So in the next 90 days, you're able to have everything going. Hopefully before the 90 days, you can start opening a restaurant and start making money. I strongly recommend not to go this route if you're not previously a restaurant owner. If this is your first venture, even though if you worked at a restaurant as a chef or a server or even a manager for two decades, I strongly personally don't recommend going this route if this is your first venture owning a restaurant. On this show, I talk a lot about this. So there is a big difference between owning a restaurant and working at a restaurant because it requires a totally different set of skills. You need to have all the skills that it takes to work as a server or a chef or a cook, you know, also managing people and some. So, and a lot of things, obviously the management and a grander scheme, you know, you need to have an understanding of your finances and your numbers and planning and marketing. When we were going to start our second location, we wanted to do this route because the first one we were relatively successful. We were able to double our sales in the first 2 years. And then within 5 years, we kind of over tripled our sales. And so when we went over to get our second location, you know, we were like, oh, let's start a build out. You know, we can design the whole thing, you know, the decor, and we can do it our way. And I'm gonna tell you, that is extremely stressful. There are many, many decisions that need to be made. Small decisions as to, you know, what cup are we going to do, what frying pan, or what's going to be the brand of this stove versus that stove, this color paint, you know, that tablecloth, to bigger decision, this oven, that oven. There's so many decisions to make. And I'm going to tell you, like, one example, the pre-sketching that the architect provided alone, and it wasn't the final product at all. It was just the initial thing that we had to submit to see if we can get a loan, was $18,000. So again, if you don't have as much money and if you've not owned a restaurant, I wanted you to have all the understanding of this. I strongly don't recommend this route. Okay, now let's narrow our focus, which is, you know, if you're gonna start a restaurant, it's not gonna be that, so it's gonna be the option of purchasing an existing restaurant. So when it comes to this, you also have two options. First option is that the restaurant is currently closed, as in it was operational, now it's for sale, and they closed it, and it's more likely it's going to be what's called an asset purchase. Your second option is that the restaurant is for sale and it's currently operational, as in it's currently in business and it's open, it's serving customers, and it's listed for sale. A few things that you need to consider in this case is that if a restaurant is operational and it's listed for sale, most likely, now this is not always, obviously, most likely it's because it's not profitable, as in it is below break even or barely hitting break even, and it's most likely not making much money, much profit at the end of the month. And you need to go into that with that assumption and study your numbers to prove it otherwise. Okay, that's my approach, right? That was our approach. Obviously not the first time we bought our first restaurant. We didn't know what on earth we were doing. So we certainly failed at that. Now I've learned my lesson. If we are gonna go buy an existing restaurant, I'm gonna go based on the assumption that there was a reason they're going to sell, which is beyond whatever it is that they're telling me, and it's because it's not profitable. If someone is making six-figure profits in their restaurant and they say that it's turnkey, if it was actually turnkey, then they wouldn't wanna be selling it, you know what I mean? So that's what we were sold, that idea, which was very, very different than reality. I wanna go first into a little bit more depth of the asset purchase. So if you wanna go that route, you have an understanding of what are some of the things you need to consider, and then we're going back to talking more about purchasing an existing restaurant. I want to give you all the things you need to consider so you can make a wise choice in which venture it's going to be, what's gonna get you into this business. So as I mentioned, an asset purchase means that you're purchasing the assets of the restaurant or the equipment mostly, right? Is the oven, is the make line. Those are the bigger, you know, assets you have, the fryer or anything like that. You're purchasing the assets. Obviously, the purchase price is going to vary depending on the assets. This is something I did not know, and that's a ninja tip, that you can hire what's called an equipment appraisal person, appraiser per se, right? You know, same as houses. Houses, they have people who are certified to appraise a house, to whatever it is that they study or different things that they study, to come up with what a house is actually worth versus what we wish it was worth, right? Same thing is with the equipment. There are people who are certified to assess equipment and come up with numbers worth of what they're actually worth. So maybe the broker or the owner of the restaurant you're going to purchase, the asset purchase, is going to say, oh, the equipment is worth, you know, $35,000. And that sounds pretty good, right? To start a restaurant with $35,000. It's on the low end, right? And you may get so excited and not realize the actual value may be actually $25,000. You could have bought all of those for $25,000 instead of $35,000. So I personally feel that it is worth paying somebody a few hundred dollars to come in and assess the actual value of the assets, partly because you can use that and leverage that to negotiate the price. I don't care if it's 35, you can see, you know what, it's actually $25,000 worth according to my inspector, and I really want this particular location, so I'm willing to pay $5,000 more. So I know you're listing it for 35, I'm able to pay 30. We, our second location, we bought it for $40,000. Again, it sounded wonderful. We walked into it, everything looked great, and we bought that, it sounded great, and it was more of an asset purchase. And within the first month after purchasing it, we had to replace and repurchase make line, a couple of them. We had to buy new refrigeration units, a new AC unit for like $7,000 to $9,000 just for the AC unit. And the reason is because the AC unit that was there was not at capacity to handle the equipment or the heat that comes from the oven and all that. The restaurant was 100 215 degrees, and we had to send staff home in the first month. We did not know what on earth we're doing, even second time around, so we had to go buy an AC unit, again, as I told you, $7,000 to $9,000. Had we had an appraisal person to come in and assess the assets, maybe we wouldn't have to deal with that. Another case is that you may be purchasing the assets, but majority of the assets and the equipment can be leased. So what that means is, for instance, they have a dishwasher is leased, so they're paying monthly, so they don't actually own the assets, the previous owner, and they're simply going to change the lease name to your name as the new owner, and you get to inherit all the equipment and the lease contract and take over paying for the oven, for the make line, and all of that. Somebody I know that they were looking for a restaurant, and they were able to purchase a Little Caesars for sale for $5,000 because majority, as in probably all, of the equipment was leased. If you do something like that, which is again upfront, you're not putting as much money in, you do need to consider that your overhead on a monthly basis is going to be much higher, which is fine. It's just that you do need to do the math as to your break-even point to make sure you're profitable, that you're able to make your rent as well as all the lease and stuff. Okay, so I hope you have all the information when it comes to doing an asset purchase, right? So we first talked about buying a new restaurant, a build-out, or an existing restaurant. Correct. So then we talked about, you know, let's not even consider the build out. We're going to go with an existing restaurant that you're going to purchase. Okay. Within an existing restaurant, there are multiple options. One is an asset. We talked about that. Next, we're going to talk about if the restaurant is operational. There are formulas out there for calculating the purchase price of a restaurant. So you go buy an existing restaurant, they may tell you it's listed at $60,000, $100,000, $200,000. That number they came up with applying a formula. So that could vary here and there, and you need to do your due diligence. However, on average, just so you have an idea, it usually is either the net profit times 3 to 5. So it's a factor of like times 3 to 5 of your net profit, or is the gross sales divided by 3 or 2.5. Again, I guess different parts of the country or whatever, that factors changes, but for you to have an idea. So for instance, if a restaurant is making $100,000 in net profit, its asking price could be somewhere around $300,000 to $500,000. That's considered a fair deal. So if you're making $100,000 in profit every year, most likely purchasing that restaurant would be somewhere around $300,000 to $500. You need to also understand that, especially if you have a broker involved, the broker has an interest in this transaction going through, because usually brokers can charge somewhere around up to 10% of the purchase. So if they're like, oh, this restaurant is $400,000, is because if it goes through, they're going to collect $40,000. That hurts. So whenever they come up with a price, for easy math, we're going to say that $300,000 is the sales price for a particular restaurant. The broker is going to give you a few information. The profit and loss statement for the last maybe 2 to 3 years of the previous owner. And that number can very easily be manipulated and changed in a manner that makes the P&L look good. Then the broker is going to give you most likely the tax returns of the previous owner, which would technically look legit because it's the tax returns, right? This is the money that the previous owner declared to Uncle Sam. That's what they're making and the taxes they're paying. I'm going to tell you two things. Everything can be cooked and you must do your own due diligence. We purchased the restaurant where the P&L was cooked, so were the tax returns. They did not at all reflect the actual numbers. Some people lie for, you know, on their taxes, people. That's a fact. That's why there's a department called IRS for that. If the restaurant is making what's below the break-even point, you must have a very strong marketing plan opening that restaurant. If you do not start with a bang, you're going to get decimated because every month you're going to be in the negative. And I don't know about you, I really don't like to have a 1 month, you know, minus 3,000, the following month, minus 4,000. You can download our free guide on our website called Ultimate Restaurant Marketing Guide. I go over 52 different ways that we market our restaurant. Those are the same things we put in practice that, as I mentioned, we've been able to over triple our restaurant sales in the last 5 years with zero prior restaurant experience. So it is doable. We did it, and so can you, friend. Now, I'm not gonna say that it's not a lot of work, but it is possible. So the purpose of this show was to give you an idea of why you need money to start a restaurant and actually what the money pays for. Now, I wanted to talk about a few bare minimum amount of money you do need to have in place that you must consider, because that's non-negotiable. Just like renting a house, that you need to give the first month, you know, the deposit, the first month's thing as a deposit, as well as you pay your first month immediately when you sign for the lease or renting your house, is the same thing with a restaurant. So if your rent is $10,000, your first month when you sign the contract is $10,000 for the deposit and $10,000 for the rent. And within 30 days, you need to pay another $10,000 for your rent. And if you spend all your money on that, whatever it is, the purchase price, and you don't have that money stashed away, you're gonna be there up for a big surprise. You need to consider is that you need a sign. When you open a restaurant, you need a sign for your restaurant. Again, that will go if you change the name. A lot of people do that. If you change the name and what have you, that would require purchasing a sign, which is what we had to do, and that costed us somewhere around $5,000 to $7,000. No matter what, you must have savings in place. That saving can be somewhere around like 1 month to 3 months to 6 months of all of your expenses. So it would give you time and peace as you're working toward making the restaurant successful. You have a little bit of money stashed away that you can use to compensate and purchase only critical things and spend money on money generating activities on your marketing, the effective stuff, to get the restaurant up to speed as fast as you can. All right, friends, we could talk forever about this particular topic and all kinds of restaurant stuff, because it is a lot of fun. Joseph, I hope that you found this video insightful in helping you make a wiser decision when it comes to what are your options to start this business in the restaurant industry. You need to be on the lookout in your neighborhood for restaurants that come up for sale. We found our restaurant on a website called bizbysell.com, which is Zillow for brick and mortar businesses that come up for sale. You can go check them out and see, you know, get some ideas. Another thing you can do is look up the list of the name of the brokers and their phone numbers that are listed on the website locally in your town, and give them a call and say, hey, I am, you know, looking for a restaurant with this criteria. This is the amount of money I have, and this is what I'm looking for. Can you, you know, look into whenever something based on that criteria comes available and give me a call, and, you know, get started, you know, get the relationship started with multiple brokers in your town. And you need to make sure you follow up with them every 3 months. Hey, John, I want to, this is, you know, Joseph that I called you 3 months ago. I was wondering if something opened up or not. Know that no one has your best interest in mind. You know, everybody's busy and they're trying to do their own thing. So you do need to follow up. I'm going to wrap this show up with three things. Everything is negotiable, and I mean everything. So leverage that. Do your DD, which is your due diligence, obsessively. And do not get hasty. I know, Joseph, it is really hard to not find meaning or fulfillment in the work you do. You feel like you're working for someone else. Maybe they're not even valuing the work you do. View that as your education. Don't make hasty decisions and spend your money unwisely. Play the long game. If you're watching this on YouTube, I would love to hear your thoughts. Comment below and let us know about your journey, how you started in this business. Is it that, you know, you bought an existing restaurant? Did you do an asset purchase? Was it a build out? What was your experience, and what pointers you have for other future restaurant owners to consider entering this business? Thank you so much for tuning in. Now let's get back to work and make some dough. Bye. Hey, and don't forget to subscribe so we can stay in touch.